Trooper Robbie Barrera says she didn't join the Department of Public Safety for the money.
I can only speak for myself, and I mean, I knew what my salary was when I took the job, and I work hard every day and do my job 110%. It doesn't matter what my salary is. I'm still going to do the job to the best of my ability to make a difference out there and to protect the citizens of the state of Texas.
But Barrera says she and her colleagues didn't need to read the auditor's report to know they're not making as much money as many of their peers.
When you're at events where we're all recruiting individuals, it's very well known what other agencies' salaries are in comparison to ours.
The auditor's office found the maximum base salary for a state trooper is about 20% less than the salaries of police officers with the cities of Dallas, Houston, and San Antonio. City of Austin officers have the highest maximum base pay at more than $95,000. A state trooper makes a third less. Barrera helps recruit for DPS.
It is hard for us to recruit the top individuals because of the salary.
It could also affect retention. The turnover rate for DPS in fiscal year 2011 was just over 6%. For trooper trainees, it was more than 10 times that. The department says it doesn't keep numbers on why people leave. The state auditor's office put together three scenarios for making wages for troopers and law enforcement officers at three other state departments more competitive. Raising the base pay for those approximately 4,400 employees would cost an additional $30 to $50 million a year over the next 2 years. With KUT News, I'm Laura Rice.